You're a damn liar!
My dear old daddy quite unknowingly gave me a valuable gift as I was growing up, a gift that has lasted a lifetime. He used to say, or shout, that I was a damn liar. Part of the time, you could say it was justified because, well, I was lying. Other times, I was telling the truth, but he still called me a damn liar. Hell, he even said it when I was trying to tell him something great I'd done, something I hoped would win his approval.
You're a damn liar!
I can't claim to even begin to know why that was the case, unless I'm lying. But he called me that a lot. He had a real thing about it. I think he had a bit of a suspicious nature. Could be he was struggling with his own inner liar. Who knows? I also have no idea if I started lying from the get-go or whether I slowly learned the skill. Was I born with a dishonest soul? All I know is that as I grew, it became more and more a part of my self-image. Somewhere along the line, I did become a very good liar. Maybe even an expert. If there was ever a contest involving lying, I could give the best of them a run for their money. Early on, I decided to use this dark gift and make lemonade out of my lemons by capitalizing on it. I decided to become the best liar I could possibly be. I became a storyteller, a spinner of yarns and tall tales. I became an entertainer and learned to embellish, exaggerate, and impress. Why, maybe I'd even write a book someday. I was determined to make me some sweet lemonade. One of the first times I wrote a quick song about somebody I hardly knew, I realized I was using that gift. It was for a special occasion. He was a friend of a friend of mine. I took the 10% I knew about him and stretched it way out. I exaggerated and made up stuff he'd like to hear. When I sang it for him, he wondered how I had described him so well, as though I'd known him for years. I had the knack. The other equally important part of my dad's gift to me was that it kept me busy, made my earlier years more interesting. Lying got me into a lot of trouble and got me out of a lot, too. It gave me an identity, and later on, working through my lying issues, unraveling them all, and trying to change, gave me something to do, kept me focused. If it hadn't been for that, I might have had all kind of time on my hands for less interesting things like healthy relationships or pursuing spirituality. Plus, there are a whole lot of therapists and authors of self-help books who have benefited greatly from this. Of course, I might be lying about the whole thing. See, part of me hopes to keep you confused and on your toes so you stop caring what's true and get caught up in the thrill of the ride. And that all goes back to, you guessed it, my childhood, of course.